بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، إلى آخر الحديث. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let us recite the Durood Sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders, dear brothers, all who are listening on the audio streaming, and all the listeners of Radio Ansar, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, we can praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala a million times that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has brought us to the threshold of the most awaited month in the Islamic calendar, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Technically, we could be just a matter of few hours away from the month of Ramadan, from now till sunset, pending on the sighting of the moon. Tonight is the night of moon sighting, and the moon sighters, the committees of the ulama bodies, will be doing moon sighting across the length and breadth of our land, searching for the moon of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep this sunnah alive in the ummah of looking and searching for the moon every month. We want to look for, most of the time, Eid moon. That the whole country knows that, you know, we have to look for Eid moon. Why? We want to enjoy Eid day. But actually, it is a sunnah for the whole community or members of the community to look for the moon. And if nobody does that, the sin will be on the entire community. So let us create in our community groups of people, young and old, to practice on the sunnah of moon sighting month after month. Nevertheless, tonight is going to be moon sighting. If the moon is not sighted, then automatically tomorrow evening will be the beginning of the month of Ramadan. First Taraweeh tomorrow night and first fast on Sunday. And if the moon is sighted, obviously tonight will be first Taraweeh, and tomorrow morning will be the first fast. So we are right there at the threshold of this great month. And today I would like to practice upon a very great sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, all of us can practice on this beautiful sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us this beautiful opportunity to practice on this sunnah. And that is that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon on the last day of Shaban, and his companions listened to that sermon of his. So it could be the last day, or otherwise, tomorrow will be the last day. But the point is, right at the end of Shaban, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his companions And he delivered a very inspiring sermon to them regarding the month of Ramadan, the various aspects and facets of the month of Ramadan, the beautiful attributes of this month, the manner of spending this month, the manner of drawing from the mercy of Allah, the manner of attaining the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of entry into Jannah and salvation from fire of hell. All of this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in this sermon and more. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a lecture, a sermon. خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان. Salman is relating that we were given the khutbah on the last of Shaban about Ramadan. Look at the rhyming here too. Salman, Shaban, Ramadan. So my dear friends, Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a sermon. And whose sermon can be more inspiring than the sermon of the leader and the master and the guide and the role model of this ummah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What a sermon. Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. He begins the sermon by saying, O people, a very great month has arrived. To emphasize the importance and significance of this month of Ramadan. That Allah has chosen and selected this month over all the months in the calendar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given certain special features to this month, specialities to this month that is not found in any other month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this month such a month that it is in this month that a very great pillar of Islam, the third pillar of Islam, the pillar of fasting is carried out in this very month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this month the month in which the Quran is recited in the Salatul Taraweeh from cover to cover. It is in this very month. It is in this month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very unique ibadah, the ibadah of i'tikaf of the last 10 days of this month. And it is in this very month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the greatest, among the greatest gifts to this ummah, the gift of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. From this we can understand the greatness of this month, that Allah has selected this month for the revelation of His last book, the last and final testament to mankind and humanity. Al-Quran, Al-Kareem, Shahru Ramadan, Alladhi Unzila Fihi Al-Quran. It is this month in which Allah chose to reveal the Holy Quran. So beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced his sermon by explaining that a very great month has come unto you. So the idea is that we should acknowledge the greatness of this month, we should recognize the greatness of this month, we should realize that it is not an ordinary month and therefore we cannot carry on in our ordinary way anymore. Everything about this month is extraordinary, therefore we have to take an extraordinary approach to this month. Our whole mannerism, demeanor, outlook, conduct has to change to match the greatness of this month. A sense of seriousness should overwhelm us to such an extent that everything else is forgotten in this month and we place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us and we put Allah's obedience in front of us and we put Allah's orders and commands in front of us and we put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book in front of us, the Holy Quran, and we put everything else aside. Everything else can take a break, it can take, go to the back burner, it can go to the back seat except the most necessary activities. Otherwise, This is a month of devotion and dedication, ibadah, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engrossment in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a beautiful acronym of the name Ramadan. Ramadan, R-A-M-A-D-A-N, remember Allah, morning, afternoon, day and night. That is Ramadan. If you just remember what the letters of Ramadan stand for, it is enough to keep us inspired that what this is what is required of us in the month of Ramadan. Remembering Allah, morning, afternoon, evening, day and night, being the remembrance of Allah, that is what the month of Ramadan is all about. So beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to this month as a very great month. And as I said, put all unnecessary activities one side, my dear friends. Especially those activities that are the destroyers of our valuable time. Those activities that are the killers of our valuable moments. Those are the things that must be closed and put away one side completely. Except absolute necessity, as I've said again. As we find that if we don't watch our time carefully, this time will just dissipate and we will not be able to maximize its benefits. And that will be our great loss, and that will be to our detriment. Particularly, my dear friends, we know one activity that is gripping the Muslim community, and in fact the global community, and that is our engrossment with our screens in the form of the different social media that we engage with so much, that we find people even in the month of Ramadan, Salah is happening, Taraweeh Salah is on in the masjid, the Hafiz is reciting melodiously from the Kitab of Allah, and everyone is supposed to be wrapped in attention and immersed in that beautiful tilawat of Quran. Once a year we're getting an opportunity to listen to the Quran from cover to cover in the night of Ramadan. What an honor, what a benefit, what a great advantage Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded to this ummah. And then if the ummah and members of the ummah are sitting in the back of the masjid while the Taraweeh Salah is in progress, and they pull their mobile phones out and they are tapping away at the screens and viewing content and messaging people and all of that. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. It is such a gross disrespect, it is such a gross abuse of a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for this great error and mistake. But it is happening. And even if it's not happening in the house of Allah, it's happening outside after that. The wee hours of the morning, our whole timetable is gone haywire, upside down, because we have grappled and engaged and engrossed ourselves in these things, that somehow we just find that we can't let go. In fact, nowadays, psychologists have now began to deem this what we could call a kind of a mania of attachment with our phones. They've actually now regarded it as some kind of a psychological disorder, and sometimes we may need to even go for a detox program. Can you believe this? But this is a reality, that we have to go through some kind of a rehab program, a detox program, because we are so gripped by this phone mania and the social media mania that we can't let go of it. So my dear friends, let us make a firm resolution now as we are sitting here in the house of Allah at the time of Jumu'ah, that this Ramadan, phones are off. Put it on flight mode and you will fly, inshallah. So we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this month as a great month. And the great scholars of Islam, the great personalities of Islam, they really valued this month to such an extent that when Ramadan came finished, all social engagement and interaction was even put to an end. They would say to all their associates and friends and family, Ramadan has arrived. There will be no communication, there will be no letter replying, there will be no response to anything. You want anything now, wait for after Ramadan. This is a month that we have dedicated and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, one of the great scholars of this ummah, great saintly personality of this ummah, it is known about him that when Ramadan would come, then he would be so engrossed in his acts of worship and recitation of Quran particularly, that no person could even approach him. Nobody could come and speak to him. One of his very old close friends came and he wanted to meet him, and he came and he sat at the entrance of his room, and they told him, see, he's busy reading Quran, at that time he won't even pay attention, he won't even know who's there and who's not there. He said, alright, I'll just wait. He waited from one salah to the next salah, the next salah to the next salah. Eventually he realized that I will not ever get an audience with him. He opened the door of the room and he said, bhai, Ramzan comes to everyone, but not like a fever the way you are going on. In other words, what he was trying to say is that the way you have devoted yourself, but this is how these great personalities of Islam treated this great month, that all else was put behind, aside. We may not be able to reach that level, but at least we should try to cut out all unnecessary, frivolous and useless activities for the duration of this one month. I know people who actually go off all the social media groups and they say, you know what, now we out now, we can join, we'll join again after Ramadan. My dear friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave 8 descriptors of this month in this khutbah and this sermon. The first descriptor, Shahrun Azim. The second descriptor, Shahrun Mubarak. It is a blessed month, a month of barakah and blessings. We need to grab the barakah and blessings. We have to accumulate so much of barakah and blessings in this month that it must last us at least 11 months of the year. Barakah is everything. That is what the believer survives on. Our survival is on barakah. And we seek barakah from Allah day and night in everything. The du'as that we have to read day and night is all about barakah. Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. All these du'as about eating, drinking milk, it's all geared towards seeking barakah. Because when there is barakah, then we may have less, but it is more. And when there is no barakah, we may have more, but it is always less. There are certain people, they, if you hear what they earn on a monthly basis, you will be, you know, flabbergasted how they are going to actually make ends meet at the end of the month. But subhanallah, Allah puts barakah in that little that they earn and it suffices them. On a lighter note, a king put a challenge to the people and he said, listen here, who can make this elephant of mine cry? This elephant is so strong and solid that nobody can say anything that can make this elephant cry.
So Maulana was there, he said nothing, this is something small. He went and he whispered in the elephant's ear, and next thing the elephant was sobbing and crying. The king was astonished. He said, how did you achieve this? He said, I just told him how much I earn in a month. That's on a lighter note. But what I'm trying to say is that, dear friends, there is a concept of barakah in Islam. And you earn less, but it is more in terms of the reach. And there are people who earn so much that you wonder what they're going to do, but by half the month they broke already. Why? Because there's no barakah. So this is a month of barakah, and let us try to acquire the maximum barakah in this month. Shahrul Mubarak. Shahrun fihi laylatul khayru min alfi shahr. The third descriptor, this is a month in which there is a night that is greater than 1,000 months. And we all know what reference, this is reference to Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Let us reflect on one fact, dear friends. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already started psyching his companions about Laylatul Qadr even before the arrival of Ramadan. So that the ummah could be desirous in seeking and searching for Laylatul Qadr, and at least supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, let us at least witness Laylatul Qadr this Ramadan. From the beginning, if we are in search of Laylatul Qadr and desirous and eager for Laylatul Qadr and seeking from Allah to grant us Laylatul Qadr, then inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dua of all the believers in the month of Ramadan. Why will He not accept our dua to grant us Laylatul Qadr? Thereafter, my dear friends, the fourth descriptor Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa. This is the month in which Allah has made fasting compulsory. It is farz to fast in the month of Ramadan, except those who the Sharia has recognized as valid cases that they are exempt from fasting. But the rest of the people, it is compulsory to fast in the month of Ramadan. And Allah has made the standing up at night a very great act of worship. That is Salatul Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fasting of Ramadan farz and compulsory. My dear friends, not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to put us through some mindless exercise of staying hungry. There is deep wisdom in the fast of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. What benefits there are from every angle, physical, spiritual, psychological, social. So many benefits a person accrues through the act of fasting that ulama have written whole books on the subject. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, the great scholar of this ummah, Hujjatul Islam, has written a book, the title of which is The Mysteries of Fasting, meaning the benefits of fasting. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that there is certain great benefit for His servant in certain actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not leave it discretionary that if you feel like, do it, and if you don't feel like, leave it. No, out of His compassion and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it obligatory and compulsory. Do it, my servant. You have to do it. You must do it. Otherwise, you will be the loser. You will to lose out from the great benefits. That is why Allah makes these things. What is there for Allah for us to stay away from food and drink? What is the benefit to Allah? Nothing. It's for our benefit. Salah is for our benefit. Fasting is for our benefit. Zakah is for our benefit. Hajj is for our benefit. Shahada and Iman is for our benefit. All of these things are there to benefit us. Allah SWT has got the angels by Him, billions of them. They don't eat and drink, they don't sleep. They remember Him day and night. They don't forget Him for 1 second. They glorify Him. They don't ask for any salary or wages. they are constantly in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our ibadah. We are in need of obeying the commands of Allah and carrying out the acts of ibadah. We are the ultimate beneficiaries of it. If you have to just take the act of fasting, Allah Akbar. Scientists are discovering more and more day by day the huge benefits of fasting, physical benefits to the body in terms of how it has a positive impact on the lots of non-Muslims fast, because they perceive a lot of physical benefits. Of course, they will not get any reward and thawab, that is for the believers. But they have also acknowledged and recognized the benefits of fasting. So Allah Ta'ala made the fasting compulsory, and Allah Ta'ala made the standing of night a great act of ibadah. The Taraweeh Salah is a huge gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take it as a burden, my dear brothers, that for the first 2-3 nights of Ramadan, mashallah, the masjid is packed to capacity, and then we come back on the 27th night of Ramadan, and in between the crowds are dropping and dropping, and the saffs are getting lesser and lesser and lesser, because we have already lost stamina, and we have lost the willpower to come for the Salatul Taraweeh. Let us diligently come for Taraweeh and listen to the recitation of Quran. This is a once a year opportunity Allah has afforded us, that we are able to listen to Quran from cover to cover. What an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side for us. Thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions other descriptors about this month. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. It is a month in which the sustenance of a believer is increased. See increase in our risk and sustenance. People are in financial difficulties, people are going through tough times, people are in debt, people have maxed their credit cards, they are owing thousands, millions, people are paying credit interest on that credit. Allah, take us out from all these things. This is the time to seek from Allah. Oh Allah, give us plenty of halal risk so that we don't have to fall into debt and we don't have to fall into paying interest and so forth. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. The sixth descriptor of this great month is that it is a month of sabr and patience. What a beautiful quality to acquire. Sabr is everything. You need it in your own life, you need it in your marriage, you need it with your children, you need it with your siblings, you need it with your community, you need it with your boss, you need it with your workers, you need it with the government, you need it with everyone. We need sabr because we don't even have proper lights and water anymore. We have to have this quality of sabr, 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 every step of the way it is sabr. This month has come to teach us the lesson of sabr. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. And the seventh descriptor of this month is وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الْمُعَسَاءِ. It is a month of sympathy with the poor and the needy, a month of generosity, a month of charity, a month of giving, a month of sharing and caring. This is what the month of Ramadan is all about. It's not about feasting, it's about feeding. That's what this month is all about. We have to feed the hungry, the poor. Open our hearts up and spend generously in the month of Ramadan. And the eighth description Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ إِتْقٌ مِنَ النَّارِ. The three important phases of this month, the first 10 days of Rahmah, the middle 10 days of Maghfirah, and the last 10 days of emancipation from the fire of hell. My dear friends, I conclude on the note, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all a beautiful, fabulous month of Ramadan. Make it easy for us every step of the way. Give us plenty of tawfiq and lot of guidance that we can make this Ramadan the best Ramadan. We can make this Ramadan the best Ramadan, because it could also be the last Ramadan. Wa akhir da'wana.